Members of the Connecticut General Assembly's Judiciary Committee heard testimony on two contradictory bills on Monday. One would make it more difficult for state and local officials to assist in the enforcement of federal immigration law. The other would ensure that local and state officials cooperate fully in the enforcement of that law. WSHU's Ebong Udama explains.
Proponents of the first bill include House Judiciary Chair William Tong. He's a Democrat from Stanford whose parents had been undocumented for many years. Tong says the bill is necessary to ensure public safety and the promotion of welcoming communities in Connecticut for immigrants. Tong says the point is not to let bad people go free.
We're talking about people who may need the services of a police department or a hospital or need to go into a public building, and they should not be chilled and deterred from doing so. If somebody's the victim of domestic violence and they're concerned about their immigration status, they should not be afraid to go to the police station.
The Connecticut Immigrant Rights Alliance, which is also supporting the bill, says 321 people who appeared in state court for unrelated matters in the past year were arrested by federal agents on immigration charges. Republican proponents of the other bill to do the opposite say federal immigration laws are the law of the land and should be enforced by all law enforcement agencies, local, state, and federal. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.